Hare Krishna. On the occasion of Durga Puja, let us contemplate on how Durga Devi plays a vital role in the rescue and the redemption of all the conditioned souls in the world. The great devatas are parts of the universal administration, and they have two roles. One is as the administrators, and the second is as the devotees. So as administrators, they have powers, and one of the power also includes the power to receive worship. So they are worshipped in their own right for the powers that they have, and that is their official duty. But the role that they relish more is the role of devotees, because that's what they know they are eternally. Even their posts are temporary posts. So the Bhagavatam gives us a vision in which it describes Durga Devi as Vaishnavi Janamohini. So normally we think of Vaishnava as one who removes illusion, who gives mercy, who fulfills our spiritual desires. So this Vaishnavi Janamohini, how do we understand that? How can a Vaishnava or a Vaishnavi cause illusion among others? Actually, that is her service. It's a difficult and a thankless service, but it is through this service that she helps the Lord in ultimately getting all the souls back to Him. So Prabhupada gives the example that a father loves the child, and then this father doesn't want the child to be punished in any way, but at the same time the child has to learn. So the father may engage a strict tutor who is very firm and strong, and that tutor ensures that the child gets educated. So like that, Durga Devi is like the tutor, Krishna is like the father, and the tutor's goal is not to punish the student, it's to help it's ultimately to promote the student, to help the student to become better in studies. So Durga Devi, through her three trishula, her three pronged weapon, trident, what does the trident signify? Now, it signifies the threefold miseries: adhyatmik, adhibhautik, and adhidaivik. And through these sufferings which come upon everyone, often when people see Durga Devi piercing her sword against in the heart of some demons, I think, oh, that demon is so bad and it is good that he is being killed. Yes, that Mahishasura is a demon whom Durga Devi killed, and that is glorious. But along with that, you know, the demon also represents the demoniac mentality in all of us. And that demoniac mentality is there because all of us have a desire to enjoy separate from Krishna. So the Trishul, which she's piercing the demon with, the threefold miseries, Adhyatmik, Adhibhautik, Adhidaivik, they represent her instruction to us: go back to Krishna, go back to Krishna, go back to Krishna. So to the extent we go away from Krishna and into material consciousness, to that extent the three prongs of Durga Devi, Adhyatmik, Adhibhautik, Adhidaivik, pierce us. And to the extent we take shelter of Krishna, these do not pierce us. So, generally speaking, when we see the attractive pleasures of this world, at that time, we need to remember that these are temptations. And the purpose of the temptations is not to trap us, but to educate us, to elevate us, that we should learn to see through those temptations. So, as devotees, we can pray to Durga Devi to give us, to let us move on towards Krishna. Do not tempt us. And when the sufferings come, rather than blaming Krishna, why is he letting us suffer, we can meditate on the sufferings and take the underlying message: go back to Krishna, go back to Krishna. That rather than wallowing in the suffering or letting it disturb our faith, we let take the suffering as an impetus to take greater and deeper shelter of Krishna. And in that way, we will be able to fulfill the ultimate purpose of Durga Puja. You know, many people do Durga Puja nowadays to get greater fulfillment of their material desires. They have prayers which Dhanam Dehi, Bahariyam, Dehi, Dehi, Dehi. Give me all these. Give me this, this, this. But asking for all those things is basically asking the threefold prongs of the trident to pierce us more. But instead, if we ask for devotion, and just as the gopis prayed to Katyayani to attain for the attainment of Krishna, so similarly, as devotees, we don't have to go out of our way to pray to Durga Devi, because she will give her blessings anyway if we worship Krishna and if we serve Krishna and his devotees. But if we happen to go during to some Durga Puja festival, or if we have had a tradition of in our family of worshipping Durga, then we can spiritualize that form of that worship by asking her for blessings, so that we can see through the illusions of this world and see through the sufferings also, to understand that ultimately they are meant to help us experience Krishna's love. And with this understanding, you can move forward towards relishing Krishna's love. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desiree group, and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.